Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button to help this video reach a wider audience. Before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the free C-Genesis eBook. This is a 19-page eBook about basic financial literacy, increasing productivity and achieving your financial goals. It's only 10 bucks. If you're not interested in a book about financial literacy, you can also visit this creator's YouTube channel. It's called Free C God, where he has scantily clad videos of attractive ladies, there to keep you entertained. Subscribe to his channel if you like them mommy milkers. Both sponsor links are down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, we have a man that surgically removed his nads, and he's holding them in his hands. What in the seven levels of hell is going on in this world? I wanted to put that green barf emoji up, but my phone wouldn't let me. Well, I guess that's way to lose some weight. All that, and yet he didn't even bother to shave his face. This is just nuts, and yes, pun most definitely intended. After seeing this story, this is what I have the urge to do. Up next, a British library apologizes for hiring a rainbow poop shoot monkey for kids. This is an oldie, but it's perfect for the current year. People say this is the start of the weird stuff they started doing to kids years ago. I thought for a moment when I saw this that it was a twerking Technicolor Thundercat. Why is it that the female teachers and librarians are promoting this insanity? They apologized for it 2 years ago, though. Today they wouldn't, and they would call you a bigot if you criticized it. Number three, this woman is a flight attendant and she wants to teach men how to shoot their shot at the sky sirens. Sirens? Really? They look more like sky sluts. The lip filler in those vagina sausage lips looks ridiculous. Maybe if you talk to one of them, you can start by saying we both have the same butcher. Dating one of them is simple, really. Be a good-looking man in business or first class and then ask her who she's doing after work. And then wait for her to say you. This woman is desperate because the men she wants aren't asking around anymore. And this article is a desperate attempt for attention. Moving on, what a cute girl with a nice smile. Whoever would have thought that this is the face of a war criminal? Her name is Sabrina Harmon and she was court-martialed for prisoner abuse. She was sentenced to only 6 months and was let out after only 4 months. She's a Jewish-Israeli national in Iraq in 2003 and 4. I wonder how many men lost their lives when the Iraqi resistance saw this and went for vengeance against American forces. Number 5, if you want to know who started Me Too, then this is the face. Their gender, on the other hand, remains a mystery. Maybe this is the female version of KRS-One or something. But who would willingly get near this? This is like the discount version of Leslie Jones, and who did you get? This is like the discount version of Leslie Jones and who would get an erection long enough around her to bust nuts. Both of these give off the same vibe. Up next, coming to a Walmart near you. The strong independent women aisle. There's not enough room though. Someone needs to open up a store for single ladies because that place would be bustling. They could sell Cat Lives Matter t-shirts along with winemaking kits, Zoloft, and Xanax. You know, it would probably be the most popular store in town. Number 7, this Nigerian soccer player is seeking divorce after he finds out that he's not the father of his 3 children with his wife. Nigeria has the second highest paternity fraud rate in the world at 30%. The craziest part is that the kids belong to a pastor. With her having 3 kids, that's not an affair. The affair was actually with her husband. But seriously, a pastor. Did bro think he was doing God's work or something? Moving on, Caitlin wrote an article saying that men need to get therapy and not a younger girlfriend. Yet for most blue pill men, 9 times out of 10, all they actually need is a younger girlfriend. The only people therapy is actually for is run through women. Besides, instead of therapy, the science has already proven that good-looking younger women are the best cure for erectile dysfunction. Caitlin, I'm sure that you're smart enough by now to know that Leo doesn't date women for the laughs. Number 9 is what happens when you're at a liquor store and the guy standing next to you grabs Bud Light. I guess this adds new meaning to the term howdy partner. Maybe their philosophy is to save a horse by riding a cowboy instead. Yes, the good old Bud Light fellatio. Looks like Jake virtue signaled with this film so hard in Hollywood that it got him good roles for the rest of his life. Up next, this man lets his wife bonk other men while he's home with the kids and it's no big deal. I don't know though, she looks pretty big to me. He also looks like the type that likes to watch, so for his birthday, the perfect gift is this cuck chair. Imagine not only being shamed with a fat wife, but also one that cucks him publicly and humiliates him in an article like this one. You can see the defeat in his eyes, even though his eyelids are closed. Number 11, this Lonely Fools model reveals how much money she made snuggling with 122 college students during spring break. At $250 a pop, that's over $30,000. But I think that just looking at this picture is giving me an STD. On top of that, she doesn't even look that good. It just shows us that there's always a steady stream of simps ready to slum it with the town bicycle using their swing schwings. Moving on, Gen Z teens are putting the brakes on driving. They're too anxious to drive, it seems. Or is it because they want to cut back on unnecessary driving because they know we're in a per capita recession? Are they really scared of driving when more Gen Zs are living in vans? I don't know. It could also be that the real world is boring when compared to the internet. Could it also be that they've been driven around their whole lives and they got used to having a chauffeur? Number 13, there's absolute heartbreak as a 29-year-old trans woman dies of testicular cancer. She's a dad of two, if that makes any sense. In other news, a trans man was ended because of male ovarian cancer. You know that adding hormones to the human body, which are not needed, increase the risk of cancer now, don't you? But seriously, this article uses a lot of words to say that a man died. Well, at least this time it wasn't self-inflicted. Or was it? Up next on this dating app, Janet set her height minimum at 6 feet and 2 inches. And now you can match with her if you're shorter if you pay $9.99. And the dating companies wonder why men are abandoning dating apps. Or it could also mean that if you show her your Lambo and multi-million dollar bank account, she will also make an exception. You guys don't know how close we are to having short dude concentration camps. She'll still ignore them though. Number 15 is the future of Nintendo once Disney buys it out. Looks like Mario has never been faster. I mean fatter. Looks like they put a chick in it and made it gay. The way Disney CEO Eric Cartman wanted it. I want to know why Lizzo is everywhere these days. In this version of Mario, the turtles will be running away from him. If it's even a him. I'm also offended because that mushroom is just too damn white. Plus, where are the alphabet people flags? You can't forget those. Moving on in Canada, Trudeau says that the real estate market needs to be more affordable, but that lowering home prices would put retirement plans for boomers at risk. So either you screw over the young with expensive housing, or you ruin the boomers with the housing crash and wreck their retirements. The boomers vote more, so asset prices are going to stay high. Leave the West for a cheaper place and stop paying into the Western pension schemes to screw over boomers so that Social Security crashes faster. Number 17, meanwhile in Oregon, the governor has removed reading, writing, and math requirements to help students of color. Yes, they get to pass with an otherwise failing grade. If the education system keeps lowering its standards, then we'll soon have third world standards. It's all about dumbing down soy society so they can control it better. Black and Hispanic communities should be outraged, but this Broomhilda believes that they're too dumb to pass regular classes. According to her, men and women are the same. But with her actions, she's saying that some races are smarter than others. Up next, Hillary Clinton blames women for her 2016 presidential election loss, saying that they left her. Look, everyone, another woman unable to take accountability for her loss. She underestimated Trump and how much people didn't like her. Maybe if her warlock, John Podesta, did more ritual sacrifices, she actually would have won. Number 19, Russia claims that NATO is planning nuclear strikes on Russian territory. But why would NATO be dumb enough to start WW3? Also, why would Putin say this unless he's planning on escalating his attacks and wants to blame somebody else for what happens? I didn't think that Putin would invade Ukraine. I don't think that NATO will attack Russia either. I judge these things all wrong, so therefore, it might be time to panic for WW3. Moving on, once you realize that both of these two women want the same Chad, it's not difficult to see why our society is screwed. But neither of these two will get him because he doesn't have to settle, and he won't either. This is probably the same woman 30 years after. For 50% of guys out there, they have to settle for the woman on the left until she inevitably divorces them. Either that or stay single forever. Number 21 is the way that Leonardo DiCaprio sees women before and after the age of 26. Women are allowed to have standards and preferences, and it drives them crazy that the Chad they all want has standards too. Men generally see older and fatter women the way that women see short, broke men. They are essentially invisible. Meanwhile, when famous women like Cher and Madonna do the same, they're celebrated. Up next, instead of Furiosa, if the latest Mad Max movie had a grisly-looking Mel Gibson, then guys would actually have wanted to see it. Unfortunately for everyone, he's an anti-peptide, so it would be impossible for the studio to bring him back. We got a girl boss instead. With Gibson, it would have been nostalgia and a must-see the way that Top Gun Maverick was. The tagline for Mel Gibson's Mad Max Return would have been, In a world where men die young, beware the old man. Number 23, we have a woman with baby rabies. The threatened her boyfriend saying that she was going to find somebody else to have sex with if he didn't get her pregnant within a month. Sounds like her biological clock struck midnight and she's hysterical. I had a woman in her late 30s shame me to put a baby in her. I had to run Forrest Run, run right out of there. Moving on, speaking of Chad, here we have Fred from Scooby-Doo. And we finally know the reason why they always split up the gang during the cartoons. So I guess this is the secret to their smile. While Scoob and Shag were getting chased by ghosts, Fred was having a new kind of adventure. Apparently this is an ad for someone's Lonely Fools page. Women have to get increasingly creative these days to get men's attention. It's mostly married men paying for OF, so targeting them with nostalgia bait makes a lot of sense. Number 25 and the last one, only 15% of women show interest in dating men 5'8" or shorter on dating apps. Looks like the black pill is right. It's not just muscles, money, and game after all. This is why I invest in a couple of cat food companies. Fat women are campaigning to get muscular men to find them attractive. Maybe the short kings out there need to do the same. But we know that won't work either, because the average 20 to 40 year old woman in America is now 167 pounds. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It really helps out. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.